A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
The unfortunate reality, brothers and sisters, is that a lot of these tyrants don't even realize they're tyrants because they're doing what they consider their quote-unquote job. They are quote-unquote earning money for their family, or they're quote-unquote, you know, trying to make a living. These people that they use, they being the Luciferian psychopath criminals, they use these people that have came from downtrodden society. That's the reason that you see the most of these people within the World Economic Forum. They're people from very desolate countries. The Luciferians have applied the same techniques that they developed Stockholm Syndrome. They've applied those techniques to the world. And then they go and they coddle the people who are suppressed by the policies that they run through the Pentagon and through the One Square Mile and through the Vatican. They go over and pander to those people that they've targeted, and then they gain their friendships in order to do this new phase of destruction. But they talk about it with philanthropy and inclusion and all of this equity and blah, blah, blah. It's all words to weaponize your emotions against you because it sounds real good. But all it is a big bag of bullshit. That's the reality. I don't like cursing, but I'm just being blunt about what it is that is happening here because there is a ton of trickery that they continue to push in order to manipulate us. That's the reason that they have to control the fake news. They have to control the blue check marks on social engineering. They have to control social engineering apparatuses and platforms like YouTube and all of these other fake ones because they are gaslighting all of us into believing that something is happening when in reality it's not. We showed you during the pandemic when they were trying to publicize these reports of people passing out, we showed you that those were actually movies that they were clipping out of movies, changing the lighting and the texture and the tone on, and incorporating into news saying that it was real. We showed you that. Look on our video channel. The point that I'm trying to make here, brothers and sisters, is that if you continue to listen to their lies, and then your logical mind says, wait, that doesn't make any sense. And then you start going to investigate why it doesn't make any sense in order to try to make it sense to your mind because it doesn't. By that time, they've already created another scam that now they're trying to get you to chase that tail. All they ever do is continue to gaslight us with psychological operations. They put out all of this information into the public stream in order to make you think it's real, but it's actually just cover up information and cover up artists with these crisis actors. Then they get us to think that it's not real. And then we turn around and realize that it's not real. But by that time, they've already created two other scams. A perfect example is whenever we could not even identify if that was true, what was happening in Minnesota with this alleged police officer that allegedly stepped on the neck of a black person, and then that black person is allegedly George Floyd, and then allegedly George Floyd dies, but then we find out George Floyd was actually a pornographer. He was an actor in pornography films that is ultimately controlled by Hollywood's Luciferian psychopaths, which are funded by other Luciferian psychopaths around the world. And now we're starting to realize that after the George Floyd thing, before we could even get our minds around it, what happened? They created the terrorist group Antifa. Antifa is no different than the Muslim Brotherhood that they created in the Middle East. Do you understand this? But before we could get our hands or our heads wrapped around the BLM, they created Antifa, another terrorist group. Is similar to the terrorist groups that they had already created in Africa and Central America. Brothers and sisters, if you do not understand what we are putting forward here on these talks, then I don't know what to do for you. If you are not with us, then you're against us. If you are not understanding what's happening, maybe you need to stop doing all the nonsense that you're doing and focus on real life instead of all of the fakery that's out there. So many people blowing smoke up my ass over all these things, and none of them are truthful. They just want to be part of the same system. They are literally trying to support a fake system by being fake themselves. That's how much weak people there are out here. The biggest ones, the baddest ones that you think are actually the weakest, softest soy boys and girls in the world. Go back in Archives of Truth and listen to this. We've been dropping it since day one. As this is Neo 420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.